for today. And our Bible studies are always focused on character building for leadership. Character building for leadership. And today we are dealing on an element of communication called reporting. Reporting. Yeah, an element of communication called reporting. We are not going to start, we are not going to delve into communication. I mean, today we are just taking a small element of it, which is very important and very critical. What is a report? A report is to give a spoken or written account of something. It's to give a written or spoken account of something that one has observed, heard, done, or investigated. That one has observed, heard, done, or investigated. It is also to make a formal statement or complaint about something or someone to the necessary or the right authority. Okay. So the first one, again, to give a spoken or written account of something that one has observed, heard, done, or investigated. And then the second one is to make a formal statement. Emphasis on formal statement about someone or something to the right or necessary authority. And then lastly, when we say report yourself, like that means to present oneself formally as having arrived at a particular place or as ready to do something. To present oneself formally as having arrived at a particular place or as ready to do something. I pray that you continually report yourself to the Lord. Amen. In service. Amen. Our focus today is on to give a spoken or written account of something. That's the very first one. Now, reporting is something that we use in business. A lot of people use in business. Any successful business, you find effective reporting there as part of the communication. I mean, you can't do without it. It brings a lot of benefits in business. One is that it helps to develop future forecasts. So before you can develop future forecasts, you need to have details of the current state. So you need a report on the, sometimes we call something SWOT analysis. You need a report, a strategic report about the current to be able to develop future forecasts. Or you need a report about past issues, you know, trends, to be able to develop future forecasts. So for instance, we know that in the 1920s, those who have been in the institute, I don't know if you've gotten to that lesson yet, but we've done hip life, we've done high life, we've done pop music, we've done hip hop, we've done different kinds of music, music genres, right? So if you want to come out with a new genre, like the hip life guys, they did something really creative. They looked at pop, they looked at high life, they looked at rap. Rap had come from the US. They looked at, the 70s, people like Jedi Bleambuli and Co. were doing, But in the 90s, you had these guys looking at, they realized that they were going to lose their Ghanaian culture to European and American music. So this is what they did. They took the pop, now they took the rap, and then they took high life, and then they merged all, you understand? So they looked at the trends. So for instance, if today you want to come out with a new music genre, If you look at the nature, like before Azonto came, there were other dances that were there. Amen? Uh-huh. So there are trends, right? So before you can come out with something new, you sometimes go back to look at the trends, and then it helps you. And that is about reporting. You have to get a report on previous occurrences. Please, do you understand? So in business, people use it a lot. And they used it to develop marketing plans. They used it to guide budget planning. They also use it to improve decision making. Because without reporting, you'll just be making decisions blindly. You need to know the issues on the ground. They use it for political issues, aside business. And musically, I've showed you something that the Hip Life squad did. Okay. So, all based on reports, right? Now, benefits are also found in management from reporting. You use it to track progress and growth. Progress and growth. So if you're a manager, to be able to track whether an employee is becoming a liability gradually, or they are helping the business, whether to fire them or to keep them, you need to track their performance. Please, do you understand? So if you don't put in certain KPIs that they should meet, if you don't put in targets that they should meet and get detailed reports on as to whether they are meeting them or they are failing and all those things. In fact, it's like you are just running on autopilot and one day the plane will crash and you even know. Even planes crash, when they crash, there's something called the black box. It takes reports, recordings of everything in the plane so that when, otherwise people will just keep dying because 50 planes will crash and you even know what caused the plane to crash, right? So you have the black box in there where it records every single thing, and then they can tell all the calls the pilot made before the, you know, the crash, and you know, analyze and see all that happened in order to prevent another crash. Please, I think we get it. Reporting. It helps in identifying trends, as I said, or any irregularities that may need further investigation. Reporting. It helps to identify trends or any irregularities that may need further investigation. I say it one more time. Reporting helps to identify trends. Okay? Or any irregularities, right, that may need further investigation. So you can just say at the top of your head that, oh, Azonto really went far. One corner really went far because people just like fast music. So me too, I'm going to do, someone did one corner, what will you do? One star, they use fast music. But because you may just be saying that on top of your head, okay, you haven't, there are people who actually can get a lot of information and be able to investigate and avoid irregularities. Irregularities that are on top of your head, you just, one, there was somebody hit with one song, and so because of that, you two are going to do the same. You didn't take care, take time to investigate into detail and get about 60 evidences. 100 evidences that what you are going to do based on the trends, it cannot fail. Please do you get me? And one thing I don't understand is that when it comes to our professions, our secular professions, you see some serious hardcore professional ethics. When it comes to the church, and it comes to ministry, music, then what is that? Like, you don't have that same seriousness. It's like, oh, anything goes. We are just, you know, one boom, we are going. You know, we don't bring in all the statistics. We don't bring in all the careful analysis. We don't. It's like when you tell church folk that bring statistics on outreach, bring reports on how services have gone. They start grumbling and they want to stop the ministry. He said, Pastor, it's too much. What do you need all this information for? After all, we just came to sing. If we don't employ reporting and adequate reporting, like, let me be very clear. Adequate and professional reporting. Adequate, effective, and professional reporting. If we don't put that in there, we'll never see growth in success. And it must be the culture of the organization, because see, if the leader is forcing it and the members are fighting it, there will be no progress. If the leader tries to enforce and members fight it, feeling that they don't see the need, there will be no progress. There will be no growth. Reporting is very important. When you look through scripture, you see numbers. A whole book was named after numbers. Because God is very interested in details. You cannot let a whole son, and we found out later through science, even before we found out in science, it was written in the galaxies, were all in the Bible. Stars of heaven. They were all in the Bible. As in the earth being first, we thought the earth was flat. The earth being circular, it was all in the Bible. Right? So we cannot say we serve a mighty God who by his knowledge is able to keep the oceans from overflowing their banks, keep the sun on a certain path, keep the earth in a particular shape, keep the stars in position, a whole galaxy functioning and no commotion, confusion anywhere. We say we serve such a mighty God who is interested in details. We cannot therefore do things anyhow. We have to be detailed in our reporting. We have to understand that reporting is essential in ministry. And it must become the culture of the organization. Everybody must understand. Otherwise, people will never report if they don't have that understanding. Hallelujah. Wisdom starts with God. So it is wrong for you to do right in your business and not do what is needful in ministry. Wisdom must start from ministry. It must start from the church for the world to learn. Proverbs 9:10, the beginning of the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy ones is understanding. So it must start from the church. The church is the light. Say after me, the church is the light.
The church is the light.
And many things, many inventions started from the church. The printing of books and all. It started from the need to, you know, first we'll be writing scriptures down and people will be stealing, sharing. And this, a Jew realized that no, the printing press, it had to be invented to be able to spread the word of God. Hello. Amen. Many inventions came up. The church is the light. The church is the light. So from the church, there must be developments. There must be professionalism. There must be seriousness. And so you cannot be applying reporting at your workplace and then the church, the ministry in which you are, you take things anyhow. It's an error. It's a big error. In the kingdom of God, reporting is an important element in leadership. Wherever you find an instruction, there is a need for reporting. Wherever you find an instruction, there is a need for reporting. Whenever you are asked to do something, there is the need to get back with an answer and a detailed answer. Jesus asked, "What can we get?" He said, "We have 5 loaves, 2 fishes. Details. Say after me, details. Even in the building of the temple, you look at Solomon, the kingdom, his kingdom. Details, details, details. Do it this way, that way, do it that way. It's the manifestation of wisdom. Details. Reporting is one element of wisdom. Very, very critical. If you send someone, go and do this, and the person doesn't bring back an answer, a detailed answer, please, there's an understanding problem. There's an understanding problem. The person needs to learn. Hallelujah. Amen. Even when you read John chapter 17, verse 11 to 13, Jesus, in fact, the most part of John 17, Jesus was giving a report back to God. He was praying. And you look through the prayer from the verse 11, it says that, "And now I am no more in the world." That's before, after he had resurrected from death, before he left, he ascended. Okay, he says, "And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world," talking about the disciples. "And I, Jesus, I come to thee," talking about the Father. "Holy Father, keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in thy name. Those that thou gavest me, I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they may have my joy fulfilled in themselves." You'll be asking yourself that, Jesus, why be you human now? But he's praying, and he's even in front of the others, he's reporting to the Father. "That, my Father, these people that you gave me, I have kept them, except the one who was lost." So if Jesus, even Jesus, the one we are following, he was doing that, what makes you think that when you one day you stand before the Father, he's not going to ask you to make account of the people he placed you over? There's gonna be some serious reporting in heaven. Serious reporting. Tell your neighbor that you can't just jay your eye, as he said. Okay? I put this and that person in charge of you, then you jay your eye. "My Father, you never told me." Reporting is important. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus started reporting himself right even before he got there. So, reporting must be part and parcel of us. The Magi, however, did not report to King Herod because he didn't send them. Why? Because it's important to know who to report to. Don't report what you must report to your head pastor, to your wife or your husband. And thank God we've done wrong words. Avoid wrong words. What you should report to your superior, you are now reporting it to your friend. Please, is the assignment, is it a friendly discussion to have? And there are examples in the Bible, but because of time, if God permits, next week we'll go into that. But it's important, you know, about the old prophet and the young prophet. The story is in the Bible. You find it. That the young prophet was not supposed to speak to anybody. Now he went reporting to the old prophet. You see the consequences. He died. So if the Magi had reported to King Herod, it would be something else. Hello? So you need to be careful who you report what to. You report to the sender, the old prophet. He didn't send a young prophet. God sent the young prophet. So the young prophet was supposed to report to who? God. Herod did not send the Magi. They met him on the way. And then he said, I'll go and do the bath. Principally, he's not the one who sent them. He didn't. Is he the one who showed them the star?
No.
So you report to the sender. And whenever you start reporting things to the wrong people, sometimes out of just being friendly, sometimes just out of some of the wrong words that we learned about, out of gossip, out of, you know, sometimes, oh, you there, you are my friend, so me, you know me, I tell you everything. What involves the pastor and what involves the work involving your boss that you'll be asked to do? That one too, is it something to come in? So you need to be careful, because when you do that, now you have issues coming up and affecting what you are supposed to do. Starts making you ineffective. Jesus sent out the 72. They came back with rejoicing, reporting back to Jesus what had happened. In Luke chapter 10, verse 1, after these things, the Lord appointed other 70 also, the 70, and then sent them two and two before his face into every city and place whither he himself would come. And then they came back in verse 17, and the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject unto us through thy name. Somebody may have just gone home after going to the field, won't come back. They'll be asking you, hey, boss, so do we have to come back to the office? Is this a question to ask? So you would have been asking Jesus that. So if we go to the field, do we have to come back and come and fill the report? Go home. And then the following day, no report. Oh, why didn't you report? Oh, when I go home, I was so tired. And then the next time, then now you run and realize 2 weeks, no report. 1 month, no report. Now the company is just running on, oh, let's take the day as it comes. And then there's no growth. Because people decided to go home instead of coming to report first. I pray that will be different in Jesus' name.
Amen.
You see, it's not easy building a right culture. What did I say? Come again. Oh, one more time. You see, people, nobody told us. So sometimes we feel that certain things should just be. It's not easy, right? It's not easy. You see, and very unfortunate, but sometimes we say the black doesn't, it's not long-term focused. So we don't build the right culture, so that even when we are not there, our children will carry on that habit to, you know, so that to take them, please, do you get what I'm trying to say? You have to start from somewhere. It will never be easy starting or breaking a wrong culture. It will never be easy. And until certain things are enforced, people will always want to do what they want to do, like in the Garden of Eden. God came monitoring. God was a supervisor. He came monitoring in the cool of the day. Adam, where are you? So there are people who won't wait for the supervisor to close and go because it's 5 o'clock. But because he was monitoring, there was reporting, Adam reported, and God knew right at the moment instantly that there was a problem. When there is no reporting, you even know that Adam has fallen and there's trouble before you realize, oh, it's not just the garden taking over, the whole earth is taking over. The whole earth has been lost. So reporting will save us from a lot of issues, okay? And so that's what we've learned today. The last thing is that report the right way. So we've learned that you must report. Secondly, we learned that you have to report to the right person. Then lastly, you have to report the right way. The right way. The right way. We know from Numbers chapter 13, verse 33, about the 12 spies. The 10 people, the 10 guys, you see the way they reported the matter. Their reporting caused confusion. Numbers chapter 13, verse 33. So you see the 10 spies, their reporting caused confusion. It made God himself angry. People died out of their reporting. Please, you get it? Mm-hmm. Even in the midst of trouble, there is a way to report and there will be peace. You see, so they put in the exaggeration there and then people would die for it. Somebody who did it intend to die, but people were talking to you, joined and all of them, they died. Because of 10 people whose mouths, you know, they came back with bad reporting. So you need reporting skills. Your reporting must edify. It must, you know, your reporting. Look at Joseph's kind of reporting. When he was, you know, addressing the king. You see the way he spoke. Solutions were found in what he was saying. There are some people, when they are reporting, they are causing suicide with it. You see, because in the reporting, Pastor, as for this one, there's no hope. Another person will say that, Pastor, okay, this is what I saw, this is what I saw, but the Lord is in control. Amen?
Amen.
Pastor, that's for the ministry right now, the way I'm going. The person hasn't even given the full details, but has already concluded the matter for you. That, Pastor, the way it is, I think, I don't even know what God is doing. You see, your report should give the details, but it should not cause fear, panic, terror. Yes, because but even God himself, when he comes first, he says that was peace. Peace be unto you.
Yeah.
Even when there's war, first one, peace. You see, you need peace to think. You need peace to think. You understand? You see, God will always inspire, he will rebuke you, yet in the rebuke is for your benefit. It's not to destroy. But Satan comes with terror, confusion. The enemy cometh to steal, John 10:10, and to kill and to destroy. You find it all that running through the report, subtitles. It's just running through, subtext, running through like that. So before you even analyze the whole thing, the person has influenced your mind to just conclude on everything being negative. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So let your report bring out solutions. Let your report inspire solutions. Inspire solutions. Okay? Let your report inspire solutions. You are the music director. The pastor asks you, so how are things in the choir? Then you start. Pastor, it's very, very bad. It's very, very bad. As for these people, I think that we should just finish the whole choir. Like we should, what's the word? Dissolve. We have to dissolve the whole choir. You know, we have to dissolve. So one church, the church is not even up to 20 years, but you dissolve choir over 10 times. So every year, every 2 years, you dissolve choir, you dissolve choir, you dissolve choir. Because the person there's mind is all about dissolving is the solution. But another person will come and say that, sir, there are 30 of them. Three of them are special cases. You even said they are bad notes. He said they are special cases, meaning that they have to be given special attention. Obviously, you know the special attention means that, taking them through some rigorous. Hello.
Hi.
Please, are you following? It is not about sugarcoating. This is what it's about. It's about inspiring solutions. It's about inspiring solutions. But if because of 30 people, you have to dissolve a choir of 30 people, then I don't know. Without proper analysis, you haven't analyzed properly because there were no reports. The pastor asked you that, okay, give me 1 year of your attendance. I want to see. Then say, oh, daddy. daddy, please. Even the one who's supposed to be taking the attendance, sometimes he comes, he doesn't come. He said, then you ask him, so music director, based on what? Oh, it's because these two ladies were fighting. And so because of two ladies fighting, the whole choir should be dissolved. And then somebody will start feeling better that I've been coming, praying, singing every single day. Hello? So the last one to close with, even Abraham was negotiating with God based on numbers. You recall? He said, even if they are peradventure, if there are this number of people in Sodom and Gomorrah, they negotiated that. But you see, Abraham was smart. He understood the power of numbers. Tell your neighbor that, take reporting seriously. And encourage that person. That be encouraged. Don't feel tired reporting. And tell the person that any report you'll be asked to render, please go and do it. Go and do it. Go and do it. Amen. Okay, so I trust God that this week reports will be delivered. Amen. 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 Okay, we thank God for. We thank God for how far He's brought us. Let's share a word of prayer. Just pray. Bow your heads in prayer. In prayer, asking God that God grants me the grace that I'll be dutiful when it comes to reporting. And all the things I've learned about reporting today, to report to the right person, to report with the right way, that my reporting will inspire solutions. And then a habit of reporting. It's not easy, Lord. Grant me the grace. Help me.